As the weather heats up, you might be thinking of retreating to the cinema for a bit of air-conditioned entertainment. There's plenty of big films on the way, whether it's the big popcorn blockbusters or some of the Oscar-hopeful indies. Film critic Stephen A. Russell is our weekly guide all summer, which is a relief because I need some assistance in this space. Stephen A. Russell, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Glad to help out, Melissa. And as a Scotsman, I do quite regularly skulk into a cinema to get away from the sun.
I'm not the most heat-tolerant person, so I have been in close proximity to my air conditioner. So having another air-conditioned environment is very good.
Exactly.
So tell me, what's the worth the price of admission at the moment, Stephen? What should I go and see if I need to retreat into the cold darkness?
Okay, Melissa, well, it's nearly Christmas, and if you are of the persuasion that you like a bit of a weepy at this time of year, my top recommendation for movies out this week, it's the history of sound, and it stars the internet's boyfriends, as they're kind of known, Paul Mescal and Josh O'Connor, and they are two of the biggest young guns going at the moment.
They seem like very busy actors. I feel like they're everywhere. So what's special about this film that they're in?
Look, it's really beautiful. It's a period piece set in 1917, so we're in the middle of World War One, and it's based on the American author Ben Shattuck's short stories, and he's beautifully adapted it for the screenplay. And basically, Mescal, who people might know from All of Us Strangers and Hamnet, he plays a farmer's son who has this incredible gift for remembering old folk songs. And in fact, he even hears them almost like colour and a taste on his mouth. And because of this incredible gift, he ends up scoring a scholarship to go to the Boston Conservatory. And that's where he meets a fellow folk aficionado in David, played by Wake Up Dead Man and Challenger star Josh O'Connor. And they basically bond in the pub over singing Silver Dagger, which people might know from Joan Baez making it very famous.
It sounds, you mentioned it was one for a weepy one. It definitely sounds a bit romantic. We should have a bit of a listen to the trailer.
I have a hobby in the summers, collecting songs. Just come.
Put your hand on your throat.
Now hum. Feel something?
That sound.
You worry at all what we're doing?
What we're doing?
You know, this.
I don't worry.
I think I admire you.
Oh, okay. This is definitely going to make me weepy. Maybe I shouldn't go and see it, Stephen.
Oh, but do, because it's so beautiful. Because, you know, at this period in history, it's the love that dare not speak its name. Mm. So much of what happens between these characters is, you know, in a tender look or a fleeting touch. And it really, it's so beautiful. It says so much about, you know, love, no matter what. And also because it's full of beautiful old folk songs. And again, my Scottish bias is coming in here. But, you know, they go around the American countryside collecting all these old songs, not just from locals, but, you know, from Irish immigrants, from families, from, you know, descended from basically people who were brought there in chains as slaves. So you've got this whole idea of America as a melting pot. And I think in this day and age where, you know, there's so much intolerance, it's really beautiful to remember that song connects us all, that it's one of the oldest traditions humanity has. And this is a beautiful film that recognises that.
You are speaking like a good Scotsman there, Stephen. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where film critic Stephen A. Russell is our guest as we take a look at some of the big films being released this summer. So that's The History of Sound, that's out in cinemas today. We've also got opening this week Sentimental Value. This seems to be the award's favourite. It's got how many Golden Globe nominations? 8 of them?
Yeah, it's gone absolutely bananas. Long gone are the days where the American awards only go to American films, and it's a really good shift, Melissa. So this is from Danish-Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier. And it's, you know, it's been going bananas since Cannes in May. And it features the worst person in the world star, Renate Renseve, as Nora, who's this incredible theatre star. But she also has stage fright, and she's estranged from her overbearing alcoholic filmmaker father, Gustav, who's played by the Andor actor Stellan Skarsgård. So again, if you love a film about kind of fractious family trying to find their way back together, this will really hit you in the feels. And also, one of my favourite American actors, you know, it's in Danish, but the great lead Elle Fanning also appears, because basically Gustav wants to cast his daughter in his new film, but she's having none of it. So he instead casts Elle Fanning's actor. I think she's called Rachel in the film. But of course, immediately then the daughter feels like she's missed out. So there's lots to get your teeth into.
All right. Well, we've run out of time, but there's some great recommendations for getting started. So we've got The History of Sound and Sentimental Value. Stephen A. Russell, thank you very much for being with me on Radio National Breakfast. We'll keep getting your recommendations through the summer.
A pleasure. Thank you.